I'm Craig Kenneth, a relationship coach and a psychotherapist. Every relationship is different and every breakup is different. Work with me and you'll get professional help on your situation. And if you're in no contact, focused on personal growth, my workbook series, The Knowledge, will help you make changes like you've never made before. Available now at AskCraig.net. Hi there, I'm Coach Craig Kenneth.
And I'm Coach Victoria.
And today we're going to be talking about, why doesn't my ex want to fight for us?
This is a big question.
It really is.
Before we begin, I do want to add that I am now available for coaching alongside Coach Craig and Coach Margaret. So if you would like a one-on-one coaching session, just go to the website and at the top you see our names. Click on them and book a session with us.
Very easy to do, and we make it nice and simple for you guys to do that. You know, when we're going through a breakup, we can't help but think, how could they do this?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how could they just walk away? Why wouldn't they fight for me? If they loved me, and then your friends tell you that, your family, if they loved you,
if they really loved you,
they wouldn't have left you.
Right.
They would be fighting for you. Well, is it black and white? I don't think so.
They might have said that themselves. Whatever we go through, I'll be there for you. They could have said all of these things.
Yeah, that's true. But when you're in this breakup and you're just feeling so alone, I think one of the things that you're overwhelmed with is, I don't understand. I'm willing to do anything to make this work, and they don't want to do anything to make it work. I don't understand. It's so confusing to feel like, you know, you would literally do just about anything to repair this connection, and they don't want to do anything. It's normal. Let's start off by just saying it's just what often happens in the breakup, and you have to be mentally prepared for that. You know, you have to be understanding that their experiences about this relationship or why it's ending are very different than yours, okay? And so you may have been in this mindset of, I'll do anything. I'll go into therapy. I'll read books. I'll do whatever you want to do.
And you might have already done a lot of those things.
And a lot of times you'll offer things that maybe your ex asked for in the relationship. In other words, someone was like, I want to get married. And you've been saying, no, I don't want to get married. Now all of a sudden you're like, oh, I'll marry you. I do want to marry you. Here's the ring.
Yeah.
And you're like, but why don't you want it now? Well, you know, your ex is in a different place at that point, and maybe they had been fighting with you or to be with you for a long time, and now the shoe is on the other foot. So we're going to look about all the different aspects, or a bunch of different aspects, today.
So the first reason that your ex isn't fighting for the relationship right now is they may feel that they have already fought. I think you made a good point that your ex may have tried a lot of things too. And in your mind, you might think, well, I haven't seen them try at all. In their mind, they may have. In their mind, they might have a different way of dealing with issues. They might have a different way of communicating. They might not even know how to deal with relationship issues. Maybe they don't have as much experience, or maybe they're used to just letting things get brushed under the rug and never address them. Maybe they've let it boil up inside of them, and this is finally the boiling point where they can't take any more.
Yeah.
In their mind, they could have felt that they have dealt with it in whatever way that they did. Not saying that that's fair to you. I think each partner is responsible for communicating their needs, for communicating their concerns, but people deal with things differently. And so I think it's important to just have that perspective of, in your ex's mind, they may have tried everything.
That's so true. Even though to you it doesn't feel like that, for them they may be like, yeah, I felt like I did do everything. And, you know, particularly if you're with an avoidant, a lot of times they could be like, it's just not working. How much are we going to go at this? How long are we going to keep going like this when we're not working? A lot of times they just feel like that in that moment, you know?
Or they might say, I can't do this anymore. And you think to yourself, well, I didn't even know anything was going on.
And then they might get angry and feel like, well, you haven't been hearing me.
Right.
Another big reason that they may not want to continue things is they don't have the energy. Now, a lot of times we'll see depression. Mm-hmm. The exes are depressed. They're going through something, maybe unresolved traumas and childhood issues. Sometimes an anniversary reaction comes up and triggers them. And so they just feel exhausted, that they are, maybe they just are depressed and they can't keep doing it. Maybe they feel guilty that they can't give you what they need or you need. And it takes energy to commit to a relationship. And if you're depressed particularly, you don't have that energy. Or if you've exhausted them and they've said, I told you 500 times mm-hmm. this one thing's got to be different and you didn't listen to me or make any changes.
Right.
Yeah, they're just going to feel like, ah, I can't take this anymore.
And they might also have a million other things going on in their life, active things that are happening now. Maybe they have illness in their family. Maybe they're dealing with an illness. Maybe they have issues with their friends, issues with their family.
Yep.
Anything could be going on in their own life that they don't have any extra energy to exert into a partnership.
It's true. Sometimes there are just things that happen in our life that take us to different places, different responsibilities or obligations, and then we just don't have the energy for that relationship.
Mm-hmm. And ideally, a partnership should be that thing that supports you through those difficult times, that you feel like you have somebody that you can rely on,
yeah.
that can be a help and aid. But sometimes if there are issues in the relationship, in addition to issues going on in your own personal life, it can feel like too much.
Yeah.
And so I understand that.
Absolutely.
And on the same vein, they might also be fighting for themselves and fighting for their own autonomy, fighting for their own independence. We talk about a lot on the channel how many times in a relationship, it's almost as if our identity merges with our partner and we feel lost. We all forget who we are in a way. Mm-hmm. So when that comes to a head, they could feel trapped and smothered and not feel like they have many other options other than to break things off. And so they might not feel like fighting for the relationship is what's best for them individually.
Yeah, yeah. And it does happen. People have to be in a fairly good place to maintain that kind of connection mm-hmm. that comes with a lot of responsibilities and obligations.
Right. It's called interdependence. The ability to have a partner, rely on them, depend on them without losing yourself in them. It's yep. hard.
It's not easy to balance. Mm-hmm. And you got to be in a healthy place within yourself to do that.
Right.
And that takes two people doing it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, one of the big things that we talk about on the channel all the time is attachment styles. The way we attach is different. And a lot of times, anxious people tend to be attracted to avoidance. And avoidant people really enjoy their independence and their autonomy. And they, I think, often get exhausted by trying to take care of somebody else's mm-hmm. needs.
Yeah.
And they may try and try and try, and particularly if you keep saying to them, I need more, I need more, I need more, then they're like, I have been giving you everything that I could give you, and it's still not enough.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of it. Now, the other thing is that by spending maybe too much time with them, or not allowing them as much freedom as they need or that they feel like they want, they could feel trapped. And then they're just like, I can't take this feeling anymore. Mm-hmm. They can't enjoy the connection with you because the connection doesn't feel nice and warm and fuzzy and, you know, exciting. It mm-hmm. feels like, oh, this is too much. I don't want this.
Right. And on the opposite side too, let's say the partner is more anxious, they might feel like, I have not been getting what I need this entire time and I'm fed up.
Yeah.
I've been trying and I'm fed up with it. So attachment style does have a lot to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
And with that too, early childhood experiences, the role models, the relationship role models that you've witnessed growing up, maybe they've seen a situation where their parents have fought for the relationship the entire time and it was a disaster. And fighting for the relationship, staying together while not resolving those core issues, that ultimately may have led to trauma for them.
Yeah.
And also on the same vein, they may have not seen conflict being resolved in a healthy way at all. So they may not know what fighting for a relationship looks like. They might have some type of irrealistic view of relationships that somehow everything should just work magically without any type of effort.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yes, a lot of avoidance will think like that.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't be this difficult. It shouldn't be this hard. Well, unfortunately, it can be. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it takes energy and commitment to work through that.
Right. And going on that same theme of beliefs, people might also have the belief of the one or something that's meant to be. And in their mind, any type of conflict might get in the way of that. So they might think, well, we've been fighting and we disagree on, you know, X, Y, and Z. So you must not be the one, or we must not be meant to be. Which those are all, of course, false beliefs. They're not mature. They're not realistic. In the real world, you have to work very hard on relationships. So I don't know if you all have seen that Chris Rock video where he's saying, oh, relationships aren't hard. They're easy. A couch is much easier to move when you have two people lifting it.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, that makes sense on some level, but I think at the same time, you have two people who learned how to move couches differently.
Yeah.
Who came from different families, and one's trying to lift it from the shoulder, another's trying to lift it from the legs, and one is going one direction, and the other is going the other direction. So yes, relationships are hard. They take communication.
And one person saying, I like the couch where it is. Why do we have to move the couch?
Exactly.
I don't even want to move the couch. I like it where it is.
Or I'm thinking of that Friends where he's like, pivot.
Pivot.
It's hard.
Yeah, it's not easy to do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, lastly, I think one big issue that often comes up is that your ex just doesn't believe you're gonna change, mm-hmm. or that the relationship is gonna change. Maybe your ex feels like, well, I went to therapy with you and we did couples counseling, and you're like, oh, we went three times, right? You're getting frustrated. But for them, it's like, yeah, but we went three times.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, sometimes they're just in a place where they're thinking, this isn't gonna improve. I know you, I'm the way I am, you're the way you are, it just doesn't work. Why keep going like that,
mm-hmm.
right? And you don't want to throw that point away, because there is some validity to it, you know? You have to acknowledge that the, you know, their perspective probably is right in certain things, right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, what if you looked at it differently and thought, okay, we haven't been working for years. Okay, that's true. But, you know, at the same point, you could say, yes, you know, we haven't been working for years, but I do think there may be some other strategies we could try, and I'd be willing to do it, you know, but you want to be empathetic that you're not trying to manipulate them, that mm-hmm. you're giving them the freedom and the space to decide if they think they could do it again too.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you are really working hard behind the scenes and really doing the personal growth, and then they revisit things, they can see for themselves, wow, you really have made these changes.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we do really have an opportunity to make it work.
Right. And if you think about it, it's fighting for yourself. I think fighting for the relationship and wanting things to work and having that desire to have that healthy connection, it's not a bad thing. I think it's actually a strength
mm-hmm.
to have that level of determination and drive for something. So I think if you can take that energy and use it to work on those core issues, your result is going to be positive in the end.
Yeah. At the end of the day, you can't make anybody do something they don't want to do. And you can only control yourself and allow people to come into your life. And when they do, you can try and show them, you know, that there are lots of positive things worth fighting for. And hopefully it will allow them to shift their perspective and say, you know what? You know, I've been frustrated, I'm tired, but I have missed you, and I have missed our relationship and our connection, and I am willing to fight for this again.
Mm-hmm. And I also want to add that the hardest relationship that you will ever have is the one with yourself. So if you're going to fight for any relationship, it better be the one with yourself.
That's absolutely true, because you got to deal with you every day.
Yeah. Unfortunately for some of you. Fortunately for some of you.
All right. So hopefully you found this video helpful. And if you want to get our help personally to help fight with you, you can do that on my website, askcraig.net. I do email coaching and I do Skype. Now Coach Victoria is on board doing Skype.
I'm super excited to talk with you.
Just click on Victoria in the top of the website to do that. And of course, Margaret is here. Just click on Margaret in the top of the website to get a call with her. But that's it for this video. I'm Coach Craig Kenneth.
And I'm Coach Victoria.
And we will talk with you soon. To get my help personally, go to askcraig.net and click on Schedule Coaching and choose the option that works best for you.
I do email coaching or Skype. To schedule a coaching with Margaret, click on Margaret on the top of the page and order a Skype with her. For the Knowledge Creative Healing course, click on the link at the top of the page and click Get Started Now.